Blog Talk Radio. The Tiger and Lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Everyone, Brother DeWalt, you on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Sister Drew, after 65 years of studying history, and Cole and I studied history in many different forms and fashions that you study history when you are history fanatical, like I've been since I was started reading at 3 years old, but I became a fanatical on history around about 5 or 6 years old. I wanted to know everybody's history of where the people come from and what this people come from. But the most important way to trace history after a lengthy time of 65 years or better, a trace in history, the most surest way that you come into some interest in history when you are able, and I said able, to what the ancient call in ancient history and esoteric knowledge, it's called bloodline. But in exoteric knowledge, what the white boy teach you in his school system and every knowledge that he teaches you has is a compound word with a word ology on, meaning, and that word is a Greek word, meaning ology means the study of. And in today's society, in white daddy's society, he called it hematology, one of the big long words that in most Black folks, if you ain't well learned, you don't know what the hell nobody's talking about when they say, I'm a hematologist. I got a doctor's degree. That's a summa cum laude, magna cum laude in hematology. And he's only saying that what the old ancients said, our forefathers, they call it your bloodline. So when we trace the history of bloodline, and we trace the history of people that came over here from the east to the west. So the history of the bloodline is, since the people from the history of the east from the west that came over here to the west, they believe in God, because nobody over here believed in God. And so when nobody over here believe in God, when we are looking at bloodline and want to trace the history, then we'll ask ourselves a question. The chosen people of God and every religion and every God that came over here from the east to the west says that Yehuda is the chosen people of God. Everybody agree up on that. It ain't no... Nobody don't say that Yehuda, who in this language he would be Jew, and we're gonna trace the history all the way down how he became a Jew, because he started off as a Yehuda. This is the tribes of Yehuda, just Yehuda only. And see, Yehuda in this language is Judah, and Yasharal, who Yehuda became Yasharal, which is Israel in this language. So we're going to find out how did Yehuda became Israel, and that's strictly the only way we can trace that history. It goes strictly by bloodline, which is a very deep study, the history of bloodline, because you would have to study what is they call the chronicles. And we use the chronicles, which is in a chronological order. When we go in a chronological order by using the chronicles, which is trace the history of these tribes of people, and the tribe we're going to use is just the chosen people of God. So when we look at the chosen people of God's history, then they tell the story of all the other people that came from the east to the west. You understand what I'm saying? Is that the Jews wrote the history down of their cousins. They are cousins. They are brothers' children. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Japheth in the northern hemisphere, Ham in the southern hemisphere, Shem in the eastern hemisphere. The northern people spoke a language called Click. Their God is Druidism. That's what they believe is that of the ancient Druids, that everybody come from the northern kingdom. We divide each kingdom with a nation tongue. That's what they tell you to do in the 10th chapter of Genesis, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to follow orders, which is instructions, and follow the protocol of the learned elders of Zion. These are some Jews. We're going to look in their books and see they always, our woman said that put it in a book and keep it away from a nigger. We got some, I have some noise Sister Drew, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still on, but I can't put it on mute because
Is there some children out here?
My grandbabies.
Oh, okay. When you got Yehuda, we're going to trace that history straight on down, and so we're going to find out something very unique when we go by the bloodline. We're going to start with a bloodline. When you mix your seed, when you of one tribe and you mix your seed with another tribe of people, you become a half-breed. Meaning you ain't pure no more. You ain't pure. You're not a pure race of people. You are another race of people that has come into existence because you are not pure anymore. That's the reason you were never supposed to mix your seed. The Yehuda will tell you the only way that you can get a Yehuda baby, it has to come through a Yehuda man and woman. Meaning the female had to be a Yehuda, which is a Jew. And she had to have a man that was a Jew, purebred Jew. The baby would be a purebred Yehuda. But if her husband was somebody else, then that baby was not a half-breed. Samaritan is what they tell you back in the Bible days. You'll see Jesus gave his orders, do not go in the ways of the Gentiles and the Samaritans. The Gentiles is Japheth's children, which is white people, what we call white people, the Germanic race of people. That's a Gentile. That's Jesus' first commandment to his disciples in the Bible, which ain't nothing but an old coded-ass book that we learn the codes out of it. So when you break down the code, it's a message in there that the Jews is telling other Jews, because you had to read the Bible in Judaism and not Christianity, because the first 39 books of the Bible is Judaism, Yehudaism, and we speak in the language of. That call the Yehudas Jews. So I want to make sure that you know that Jew is a nickname. His name is Yehuda. And when you see him as Yehuda, then you get a better understanding and learn how he became a Jew. And it's through the mixing of the seed. Now, when we go back and trace the history of Yehuda, When he mixed his seed with the people of hell, those people come out of the northern kingdom. In other words, these was white people. So you got two kinds of white people. You had one that came out of the northern kingdom. They call the Germanic race of people. That's all people that don't have melanin in their skin. The curse, they call it the curse of Ham. In the Bible, they call it the curse. But in the southern kingdom, they had the same disease that got captured, Cana. Was an albino. The Jews called them the albino people, and they only came through a melanated person. Two jet black people can have this albino baby with no skin. That's a Canaanite. He called in the Bible a Canaanite. So when the people of hell, who are Gentile, mixed they seed with Yehuda, then the Yehuda was called, when he mixed his seed with the people of hell, he was called a Ayu. I E-W-S, the IU. And the Yehuda was always the smartest nation of people of all the people that they conquered. And when they mixed their seed with, they were the smartest people they mixed their seed with. Was the heathen, pagan, albino people. When they started mixing their people seed with the albino people, they became IUs. Now, they call themselves IUs, but the people of hell got renamed by the IUs Greeks. G-R-E-E-K-S. They became the Greeks. This is some history that a lot of people don't know, brother, sister Drew. See, we hitting it. We ain't missing it. We're going in a chronological order. We get a better understanding. But this was one of the deep, heavy studies that Cole and I did, with, along with Brother Drew down at the Knopf, when we went through the bloodline. We got two tapes we cut on this lecture of bloodline when we walked up on this history. I was walking up on this history. I figured this history out through tracing history. I traced the history, Cole know the Bible, and really, I know the history of the people of the Bible. So when I came into better understanding, I could see this, and now I can see exactly. When we go in this order, we don't make no mistakes, because it goes all the way up into the present day. So these became the Greeks. These are the Greeks. And they are known and also called Mediterranean people. And they was known, one of the most true, how you told a half-breed from the albino tribe was his hair was brunette. They call you a brunette. It wasn't blonde. So everybody that you see that's an albino man, that's a brunette, then he's this half-breed. And he come out of this Canaanite tribe. He actually a Canaanite. This is what he actually is. He was the ones that were called Canaanites back in that day and period and time. These are the children of Cana when he mixed his seed with Yehuda, who was black. You wasn't black, but people of color, real dark complexion with a lot of melanin in their skin, because they lived out in the sun. They lived out in the desert. Yeah, they was nomads of the desert. So these people was black. You got someone go down like in Sudan and the Sudanese. Those people right now, you go there, they blue black. You got some over here. The old Mech tribe and the Creek Nation, you see that over here. The people that's real, real black, blue black, and I know a whole lot. My dad was one of them. Well, they're the inhabitants over here that came out of the Creek Nation of the old Mech. And the old Mech was, we call them Mexican now, they was blue black with big old lips and big nose, the original one. They made statues of their people. They the first one to build a pyramid. Not the Egyptians. And see, when we start tracing this history, you see that Yehuda went to every nation of people he lived, and everywhere Yehuda lived, all the way up to 2017, he was the top. In every nation, he taught he was the top physician, he was the top lawyer, he was the top everything. Well, the same Yehuda, back in that day and time, in 2017, He's still number one. He's still at the top, the chosen people of God, over here in the West, where he came to, and that's the Jews. And if you study the history of America, you got the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Group, the Bilderbergs. They control America. That's who America is. That's who the cooperation is. And when we trace the history. But the number one word is Bilderbergs. Who is the Bilderbergs? What nation of people do these Bilderbergs come from? I don't care what nation of people that you go to, the top everything when it comes to knowledge and everything is the Yehuda as we speak right now. You come out of that tribe of people. And they telling this, the history I'm speaking right now comes strictly out of their books. They wrote this. Then you'll see where the Yehuda, when he mixed his seed with Mizraim, M-I-Z-A-I-A-M, a word in history that everybody forget this. Before he became Egypt and an Egyptian, how did Mizraim become that? It's when he mixed his seed with Yehuda. When he mixed his seed with Yehuda, he became a half-breed that was known as a Egyptian. And this Egyptian mixed his seed with the Hyssops, which came out of the northern kingdom. And when he did that, he became a Egyptian. This is what a Egyptian was. This is the half-breed of a Mizraim and Yehuda mixing their seed. Now, Yehuda he come from that northern kingdom, but he wasn't in the northern company. He lived in the south, although he's one of Japheth's children. Yehuda is. But he lived in the south. So he stayed blue-black. Something happened to Magog, Gog, Tubal, and Javan. Y'all already know, because I didn't do a lecture on that, up there in the northern kingdom, what happened 50,000 years ago. What the Jews say happened to them 50,000 years ago, they became subhuman. They look like us, but then they become subhuman. That's all of Japheth's children that was in the northern kingdom. Now, is when you read in the Bible, the Yaakov wrestled with the angels and woke up and he become Yasharal in their language, Sister Jewel. In this language is Israel. Now, Israel and El was the gods that these half-breeds out of the Mizraim tribe called Egyptians. These are the gods that they worship. Isaac, Ra, and El. Isaac being the female and the number one of nature, Ra being the father, El being the the Son, making up the Holy Trinity of the Sun God worshipers, which they worshiped the Sun, which was the light. They was called the people of the Sun. And this is a mixing of a seed. So this is what I tell the present day Hebrew Israelites. Hell, you got history. Your history, hell, I know your history. How did you become an Israelite? Because you wasn't an Israelite at first. And you didn't speak a language, what you call Hebrew. And where did the language Hebrew come from? Was from Abram's people. We dividing this shit up just like the Bible say divide it according to tongue. When the Israelites started speaking Hebrew, these are some half-breeds here. They mixed three gods and one with one religion, but they was getting these gods out from Shem's people. The Hindu, whose language is Sanskrit, they started the worship of gods. With the Hindu, the belief in God, many gods, 330,000 to be exact. That's how many Hindu gods is in Hindu religion, as we speak right now. The word Hebrew comes from the word Ibram. Ibram was a man that was a tribe of people. He in this chronological, genealogical bloodline order. And when the Greeks mixed with another Canaanite, now you got three mixing here when the Greeks mixed their food with Romanus and Remanus, then the Greeks became Greco-Roman, meaning that there's another half-breed where you come get the angels, the Anglo-Saxons, the Jutes, all of these tribes that you see into it, that runs through history. You can put them. See, they didn't live, the angels, the Jutes, and the Saxons didn't live over there. These was tribes that lived in England. They lived in the where it is known as England now. But they call it Angel Land, and go trace the history of England's the first name. We did a history on what was the name of these places before they come and become the name. See, I like this Dragnet. I used to watch Dragnet as a little boy, me and my daddy on TV, and Joe Friday, he would come on, bum, 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 bum. Dragnet, and they would tell you the names have been changed to protect the innocent. But when you trace in white boys' history, the names been changed to protect the guilty. You see, and so when you can understand that all of these beautiful names that you got right now, that ain't who you are. You were named this by some white folks. He named you. But you had to ask yourself, is that who you are? Is that your bloodline? No, that ain't your bloodline. African American ain't your bloodline. That's a name that he gave you, among other names, coons and niggas and jungle bunnies and spear chunkers And we're going to read off a whole list of names, Black Dutch, that he called you when we get down to that time period of that. So I wanted to run and see. Study this and you can understand the mixing of the seed. Now, you have present-day people that call themselves Black Hebrew Israelites, Black Muslims, Black Gentile. Well, how did you become a black one? That's the first question that you have to ask yourself, not unless you're a zip down poo, is how did you become a black one when a white one exists? There's a white Muslim, there's a white Israelite, and there's a white Christian. How did you become a black Gentile? And you didn't become a black Gentile until 1870. That's what's so killing about it. When tracing your history, you became a black Gentile in 1870, but you came over here in 1555. You say you were a black Gentile. That means that you came over here in 1555. You was a white man. Now, how in the hell did you get black? Because I'm talking to a black face. How did you get black? I mean, what happened in history that you became a black Gentile when all the Gentiles is white? That's a question you have to ask yourself, and you have to answer it. So I done answered that question for myself, and I can explain it. But I noticed that the people that call themselves Black Hebrew Israelites, Black Muslims, and Black Gentiles, they ain't answered that question. So they are suffering from what is known as bamboozled upon the religion. See, whenever you got a religion, religion conquer your mind. You up on the God's teaching. And there are many, many gods. And you don't understand God. See, God is a Germanic word. Ain't nobody that look like you believed in gods. You call yours deities. You didn't call it a god. You didn't call what you believed in a god. You called a deity. Every nation of people got its own creation story of how creation got started. I asked a question up on Facebook, and nobody's answered it yet. Is everything you see in creation is what? And to answer it with one word. Well, I just gave you the answer to the question I just asked. Everything you see in creation is a word that has a definition to it in every language. There are six uncivilized tribes that has never mixed their seed with a white man or anybody else other than themselves. You got two of them in India, two of them in the Amazons, and two of them in New Guinea. Because all you have to do is Google the six uncivilized tribes. I learned this by reading the book. But now you don't have no, this is the age of information. You don't have to be ignorant. All you have to do is speak into a microphone and say, the tribes, the uncivilized tribes in the world, and they give it to you. They give you the six uncivilized tribes. That white folks ain't never touched them, and they black, they pygmies. They ain't, that's the original people. How the original people look, the original Anunnaki. The female was no taller than 4'5", and the male was no taller than 5'5". That's the original Anunnaki that came out of ancient Nubia in the 19th galaxy. The human being, that's the way he looked until he started mixing his seed with other tribes of people. That's the reason it tells you, the Bible was very clear about don't mix your seed. If you was a slave, don't mix your seed. Once you mix your seed, then you start mind And that crossbreeding, you done crossbreed, you made a hybrid. In other words, you made what he became 50,000 years ago when he mixed his seed with the Martians, who is the fourth planet. You live in the 12th galaxy, and you got 12 planets. Earth, which is Apara, but Earth in this language is the ninth planet. We're on the ninth planet, cruising 1,050 miles out through the Palladium. We're known as Palladium, through the galaxy, the old Milky Way. We cruising, and we in some bad turbulence weather as we speak right now. You notice the weather, how the weather is. We'll see the spaceship is going through some. We're in a big old. I gave you example. So they made many movies with a lot of the truth, what they call science fiction. A starship. This is, in other words, this is a starship base. You've seen it in a lot of the Star Wars movies where there was a star base ship so big, was bigger than Earth, bigger than other planets and stuff. Well, that's what you're in. You cruising through space in the 12th galaxy with other people, and now you done came in a 24,000 year in the year of Aquarius, which is known as the water year, which when Earth get into this flight pattern, and we into a flight pattern every December the 21st, which is the shortest day of the year, we click up and we change courses and do the Shemaru, and then we start gliding again after so many seconds, and they'll tell you now how many seconds that it took the Earth to start back up on a spin, but we're spinning around on an axis. And so it's not a round shape, but we are oval shape, sort of like the egg, an oval shape, but it's still 360 degrees that we're rolling in. So as we cruise on this, you had to understand that what happened back then to understand what it is now. And so the mixing of the seed, when you mix your seed with someone and then they conquer you through this mixing of the seed and you're a hybrid, then you don't understand. So you have to go back and trace your history. Now, doing this study, we trace some records, the old time racial terms that the white boy used upon the slaves that he bought over here from 1555. Now, from 1555 to 1619, it was Africans over here. But after 1619, the record shows us that John Hanson, which was the first president of the Continental Congress of America, which was a Moor, and he said that it was no more Africans over here, that they would be known as colored people. And the reason they would be colored people is because that these Africans that came over here, were no more purebred Africans over here, had mixed their seed with the indigenous tribes that was here, which was the Creek Nation, Olmec, and the Algonquin. They had mixed it along with the Europeanos who brought them over here as slaves. That's the Anglo-Saxon, the Scottish, the Irish, the Polish, and all of the Viking Anglo-Saxon tribe that came over here during that period in time with the church. See, the Roman Catholic Church owned all lands of the world at one time before they got kicked out. The Presbyterians kicked them out of America. So the Roman Catholic Church, whenever they come, whenever a land was being explored or conquered, or what they call discovered, is what not they found people here. They discovered folks here. They explored, not discovered a damn thing. We was already here. We the discoverers, the tribes that was already here. That this was a new world. It was no more Africans over here. Everybody was colored people because of the mixing of the seed. Just like right now, Sister Drew, all of us is half-breeds. Ain't nobody purebred. You trace your bloodline, you got a little of everything in you if you trace your bloodline. But you got more than three or four different tribes of bloodline in the mixing of the seed because of the mixing of the seed. We can go back into the history of when they was prior to 1717, when they started the enslavement of who they called the Indians. We weren't Indians. He was a white boy with laws, but you can see that their language of describing who you were became different. The terms Negro, Black, African, slave, and Blacks, Africans, are the words you'll find in the old census doctrine literature, letters, and common American white boy speech at that time period. The words African American and Afro America only existed after 1964. Those are new words. And the term Indian is the old form that derived from the fact that Columbus was 8,000 miles from India, and he named these people Indians over here. That's my people. And we were an Indians. We come from the Creek Nation. We live by the creek. There are many words in American history and the history of America that identifies, disguise, characterize, control, or segregate people of color. And how we know that we ain't lying, we're going to go through a list of what white daddy have called us and understand that, what do that mean? Now, when you was a black dirch, that means that you was original, a white European. With pure black hair. This means that if you was a pure white brunette, they call them, and your hair was black, that means that you had some nigger in you. You was not purebreded. You didn't have blonde hair, milky white skin. You was call what they call a Mediterranean now. You know, that's one of the new names. You were this. And see, when we go back into that history of the Greeks, who already was black then, he got conquered by Hannibal. And all the people, they see, Greek and all of them, the Mediterranean people, Hannibal, they daddy. Hannibal and his boys, they the daddy. Meaning that they had children by a white Europeano, a pure white Europeano woman. This term was applied to people with mixed race and heritage. This term, a different meaning. This was a racial All of these terms is classified as the derogatory terms as we speak, but this is what how white folks identified you then. It might be derogatory now. It damn sure wasn't derogatory then because they made a history book on what they called you and wrote it into their documents. They got documents with these words wrote in it. So you knew who the Black Dutch was, and most of the Black Dutch that came over here was called bondsmen and bondswomen. They were servitude slaves that had 7-year servitude to their white masters that had blonde hair. And one of the terms used is blood quarrel. They use that today. If you, Butler, my tight partner, we've been playing music together 46 years. He worked for EPA. He one of them big shots that work up there in EPA, so he had to go to Oklahoma once a month to do EPA on the tribes up there. And those membership, tribal membership of certain tribes that the federal recognizes as well. Those five tribes, see, out of 72 tribes that was Creek Nation, they say that only 5 of them was civilized. They wrote a book on the 5 civilized tribes. You can get that book. And the Crow Nation, where my daddy come from, they wasn't civilized, but the Cherokee, where my mama come from, they were civilized, classified as civilized, and believe me, she used to pump that into his head. And he had to remember he was a heathen and she was civilized. Simply the reason called white folks had said it. That I find that simply amazing because I find out that if you go and look in the dictionary, look at the word pagan, barbary, heathen, savage, it's going to say Germanic race of people. It ain't going to say Hamitic or Semitic race of people. It ain't going to say it. It ain't going to say colored people. It only say Germanic race of people. These are white people. That's they wrote the book on the they defined themselves. The Jews defined them. They had to go along with what the Jews said because the Jews defined them as that. A breed, which my great-great-grandfather would kill you if you call him a breed. You call him a nigger, he keep on walking. But if you call him a breed, he would kill you because that means that his mama was an Indian and his daddy was white. And believe me, buddy, if you was born, if you was a child in East Texas and you was a breed, them peppers would call you a breed. I know this for a fact of the town I lived in, they would. From the 50s all the way back, going backwards and into the early 60s, they call you a breed. Them old crackers down there now, that's my mama's age, they call you a breed. So this is one of the terms that they use to see, these terms created racism. John F. Blumenbach, a German anthropologist, gave you the species and the name of that it was a race of people, and he said that the European was the only man that was walking around. These names create racism when they categorize you, put you in a category, and then they start telling you that the light complexion one is better than the dark one. They got more human blood in it. Then my mama would tell you that quick, you know, because of complexion of the skin. And all the light complexion people back in it, that was their mentality back in the day. And because these people had another, see, in other words, I'm telling you the story of another world. That your mama and your daddy and your aunties and grandma lived in that you talked to. Most of them are dead, but you done talked to most of them. And people my age done talked to these people. And they dead and gone now. And you didn't understand the conversation that you was having with them people just like I did. But I, through studying history, I understand the conversation I had with them people at the given times when I was 5, 6, 7, and 8 years old. I understand that. So I find this one simply amazing because black people are coming into the knowledge of California. Now, if you was taking census of being sold, they would put this on the document. This is just like your birth certificate. What would be on your birth certificate of who you were? A Californian. That's a term applied to the first wave of Spanish explorers that came over here. That's Cabal and his boys when they came over, conquistadors, who came to California in 1769, and the soldiers was the ones that had the children by mixing their blood with the Mexican Indian, which was called a Mexican, the Mexicali. And I find this real interesting, Sister Drew, the Sephardic Jew. These Mexicans that came over here, they were Sephardic Jews. Meaning they would see there's two types of Jews. So Sephardic Jew is the one that stayed black. Those are the tribes of Yehuda. The Ashkenazi Jew is the one that was in the Caucasus Mountain. That's Gomer's children. That's Ashkenazi is the son of Gomer. He's the one that mixed the seed with that, and he turned, and then it became Ashkenazi. But these Californians, these Spanish soldiers and priests that came over here that mixed their seed with the Mexican Indians, that means that the Olmec and the Creek Nation had mixed their seed then together, and they mixed their seed with them, they became California. And these Spanish soldiers had Moor blood in them. They had mixed their seed with the Moors and with the Gypsies. And the Californians, when they was called Californians, referred to both people and a culture that was mixed together, and they was the descendants of the early Californians that claimed their heritage. That's the reason they had their custom. They was horse riders and wore them gray big hats. They still in the Mexican neighborhood community, part of their culture. Right now here in America on those Mexican holidays they have. The next one was called a free-issued Negro. Now, the Negro was who the good white daddy called the Creek Nation. That's my nation of people, the Negroes over here, a mixed race of people, and especially the child of a white woman and a Negro man. And this was commonly used in Virginia and the Carolinas. This was what a free issue Negro. This would be on your passport and slave ticket. You know, when you walking around, you had to have identification for the police. Just like now, they ask you, is you when you go fill out an application, you fill out who you are. You fill out, I'm an African American colored person. They got that on the application now, because I always put colored person, but I see they putting it on the application and not a African American. They used to put Negro on there, but that, you know, when you have 64, the NAACP is the niggas that don't act as colored people. That's what my daddy called them. That's what NAACP stood for, my daddy said. Niggas ain't acting as colored people. See, they acting as white folks, daddy said. And my mama belonged to them. That's the reason he said that. But a white woman that had a baby by a Negro man, he was called a free issued Negro, a free issue, a free man of color, a FMC, free persons of color, free women of color, FWC. He was on all of the census, the U.S. census in Louisiana. Is a person with mixed ancestors, not a slave, often a mixture of Negro and white, which was called a mulatto, a quattro, or octron. A darker-skinned person, not a slave, and not considered Negro, usually a Mediterranean, Near East, East India, Asian order, applied to the native America, which was the tribes over here, the Creek and Crow Nation of people. These was called free men of color. This was on your, this what you would put down when you putting your application out and filling out your stuff. A free mixture was not a slave, but being part black, part white, and part Indian. Meaning that you one-third black, one-third white, one-third Indian. Now, how these crackers come up with these names and how they how they determine this, it beats the hell out of me. Because they could look at you and they say, that's what you is, you know. Now, I know that it's 2 cents of these people live in my hometown, Crockett. And I guarantee you they don't know where their name came from. And it was used especially in Louisiana. And that word is Griffin. So whenever you run into some of these niggas that's named Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, a Griffin is an offspring of a white and a black found in Louisiana. So that's how you got your last name is Griffin. Half and half. A person of mixed blood, a half breed, part Indian or part black. That means African. That's a half and half. A half breed is a child of an Indian and a white parent. And I see we got 19 seconds, and I hope you got a good idea of all the different names that we got the history of white daddy naming us. Next week, I tell you who you are. And to the end, I say, Yashalom.
Peace, everyone.